Top tips to effective communication. Communication is the transfer of information and emotion from one mind to another. You would benefit if you improve your ability to communicate more effectively. Communication has three major channels: words, voice tone, body language. If you want to improve your communication skills, then the best way to do that is to improve all three aspects of your communication. Here are some suggestions for how to improve in all three ways. Improve your use of words. 1. Avoid generalized and ambiguous statements. Ambiguous statements are those which have multiple possible interpretations. An example of an ambiguous statement is: please come to the meeting appropriately dressed, and remember to bring those things. You can see that such a statement is too loosely worded. It needs to be made more specific. Use specific terms rather than vague terms. Use specific and detailed descriptions. Define all your key terms, and give numbers if possible. So, the above statement may be reworded to sound more like this: when you come to the meeting tomorrow morning, would you please wear a tidy suit, and would you please bring the three files for case number 143, that I showed you yesterday. 2. Always be polite, never swear or be rude to anyone. In all situations, please be sure to use only polite language. Never swear at anyone. Never be rude. Rudeness is almost always counterproductive. Politeness is much a safer and more effective way of communicating. Even when you are in disagreement with someone, always remain polite. 3. Always finish on an affirmative. Make sure that you end a conversation with an affirmative request, or on an affirmative statement, or on a positive emotion. Many people spend too long talking about what they don't want, or what they don't like, or what they don't agree with, or on negative emotions or opinions. It is important to talk for longer about what you do want, what you do like, what you do agree with, or on your positive emotions and opinions. Make sure that the last thing they hear from you, as you leave, is about what you do want. Finish on an affirmative. Voice tones. Your voice tones are the musical elements of your communication: the pace, volume, pitch and emphasis. 1. In terms of pace, slow down. Don't rush your message. Give the other person time to mentally digest what you have said, before you move on to the next point. 2. Volume. Speak in confident terms, which in practice means, speak up. 3. Pitch. Don't be a monotone speaker. Add vitality to your tones, by varying your range. Sometimes use a higher pitch and sometimes, a lower pitch. 4. Emphasis. Emphasize key words and phrases. Make your main points sound more impressive by emphasizing them. Body language. 1. Dress code. At work, dress in a way that will most likely trigger a positive or neutral emotional response in the minds of the other people there. That usually means, be clean, well-groomed and functionally tidy. Putting it the other way, don't appear dirty, ungroomed or unkept, nor dress in ways that would reduce your effectiveness in your professional role. Remember that you are judged partly on how you look. That may not be fair, but it is a fact. So, do yourself a favor and look the part. 2. Facial expression. Generally, try to keep a relaxed and friendly facial expression. That means remember to smile when you meet people, or when you say goodbye. Don't be a grump. Don't look as if you are sour. Try to look as if your day is going well. If it is not, then keep calm and carry on. 3. Stand or sit up straight. Don't slouch. Try not to lean on things. Try to stand up straight, if you're standing. Try to sit up straight if you're sitting. The main point is to look as if you have some energy. Lethargic or tired looking appearance does not put you in a good light. A sprightly and spirited appearance puts you in a better light. So, sit up and stand up straight and look alive. Better communication skills. To improve your communication skills, improve all three major aspects of your communication style. Improve your use of language, your voice tones, your body language. Try our communication skills quiz to discover where your communication skills are strong and where they are not so strong.